at the center of the desert and on the moon. The rock seems to act as a conduit, drawing out of me whatever it is that's making my heart race, whatever is making me feel as though my own soul is one step ahead of me, saying, "Don't come. Don't bother." Martin, I am 50 years old. The time of losses is upon me. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I saw Kotex in the drugstore the other day and began to weep. Then I saw a mother with a very little girl, helping her pick out crayons, and this too undid me. I had to leave without buying what I came for. I drove home and I thought about Ruthie standing next to me as I lay on the couch one day. She was 2½, holding Legos in the basket of her hands. I had a mild case of flu. I was mostly just exhausted. And Ruthie dropped the Legos on me and used my chest to build a small city, and I was perfectly happy. I think I even knew it. It was that Chinese thing that when your mind is in your heart, you're happy. You know, Martin, when Ruthie was a freshman in high school, I was driving home from the grocery store one day and listening to the radio, and I all of a sudden realized that in 4 years she would be gone. And I felt like screaming. Not because I have nothing else in my life, just because she would be gone. I pulled over and I wept so hard the car was shaking. And then I repaired my makeup in the rearview mirror. And then I came home and made dinner. And I never said a thing about it. Although maybe I should have. Maybe I should have started telling you then. I was afraid, I think, that you would say, "Well, she'll visit." And the feeling would have been of all my eggs being walked on by boots. I'm sorry the note I left you was so abrupt. I just wanted you to know I was safe. But I shouldn't have said I'd be back in a day or two. I won't be back for a while. I'm on a trip. I needed all of a sudden to go, without saying where, because I don't know where. I know this is not like me, I know that. But please believe me, I'm safe, and I'm not crazy. I felt as though if I didn't do this, I wouldn't be safe, and I would be crazy. I have no idea what will happen next. I'm in a small Holiday Inn 180 miles from home. I have a view of the pool. Beside me I have a turquoise journal, tooled leather, held closed by a thin black strap wrapped around a silver button. I bought it the day before I left. Normally that kind of thing would not appeal to me, but it seemed I had to have it. I opened it, looked at the unlined pages, closed it back up and bought it. It was far too expensive, $40. But it seemed to me to be capable of giving me something I'd paid more for. I thought, I'm going to buy this journal and then I'm going to run away. And that's what I did. I don't mean this to be against you. I don't mean any of it to be against you, or even about you. I've felt for so long like I'm drowning. And we're so fixed in our ways, I couldn't begin to tell you all that's happened inside me. It was like this. I would be standing over you, pouring your coffee, and looking down at your thinning hair, and I would be loving you, Martin, but I would feel as though I were on a ship, pulling away from the shore. As though the fact of your sitting there in your usual spot with cornflakes and orange juice was the most fantastic science fiction. I would put the coffee pot back on the warmer and sit opposite you and talk about what was in the newspaper, and inside me would be a howling so fierce I couldn't believe the sounds weren't coming out of my eyes, out of my ears, from beneath my fingernails. I couldn't believe we weren't both astonished, made breathless at this sudden excess in me, this unmanageable mess. There were a couple of times I tried to start telling you about it, but I couldn't do it. There were no words, as even now there are not. Not really. I'll call Ruthie. I'll tell her. You can tell everyone else anything you want. I mean this kindly, Martin. I'll write you often,